Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 159 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, October 25th, 2012, from the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How are you all doing tonight? I think I'm coming down with just a wee bit of a cold. I don't know if you can hear that. I can certainly feel it.
There's just one Schlitz.
There's only one cure.
Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Ain't that the truth? We've got some requests to get into. We've got some passings to commemorate. I've got a request for my father right now, and here it is.
Seal and rings. Here is your love for all things.
Here is your cart, your cardboard and piss.
And here is your love for all this.
May everyone live. May everyone die. Hello, my love. And my love, goodbye.
Here it is. Here it is. Here is your wine and your drunken ball. And here is your love. Your love for it all.
Your sickness, your bed and your pain. And here is your love for the woman, the man. May everyone live. May everyone die. Hello, my love. And my love, goodbye.
The night has begun, and here is your death in the heart of your sun.
And here is the dawn till death do us part. And here is your death in your daughter's heart. May everyone live. Everyone die. Hello, my love. And my love, goodbye.
And may it's all built upon.
Here is your cross, your nails and your heel, and here is the love that lists where it will. May everyone live, and may everyone die. Hello, my love, and my love, goodbye. May everyone live, may everyone die. Hello, my love, and my love, goodbye.
That was a little Leonard Cohen, and here it is right now. Here is a little Johnny Rivers. Are not my people, except in the chat room. Those are my people. I see that my father's tuned in too, though he's never made it into the chat room. We're going to play a little dedication now to my sister-in-law, Katie, who loved her some Dean Martin, and Katie passed away last week, and this is for her. Thank you.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl waiting out for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston.
Safe travels, Katie. That was for you. You know, I am sporting new I am sporting new reading glasses. They are very similar to ones my father wore when I was but a babe in arms, literally. These are some cheapies I ordered off the internet. They cost me a whopping $14 and change. And I think they might work on this melon of mine. I'm not sure. You let me know. What do you think? Did these suit me? They fit. They work. I can see. That's a good thing. Right now, a little Lloyd Fat Man. A song he called Miss Mushmouth.
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah.
Miss Mushmouth told Miss Messy Jones. Miss Mushmouth told Miss Messy Jones, you're gonna keep on talking, gonna lose your happy home. Miss Mushmouth told Miss Messy Jones. Miss Mushmouth told Miss Messy Jones, you're gonna keep on yakking, gonna lose your happy home.
Yeah, a little Lloyd Fat Man for you. And I'd like everybody who's tuned into the show and has the television on at the same time, because no doubt you're all watching Game 2 of the 2012 World Series, to turn to your televisions and wave, because my Uncle Jim and my cousin Dan are there in that crowd right there. You can see them. Oh, I think Dan just got the foul ball. Congratulations, Dan. Good going. Right now, we're going to play a few songs in honor of my mother, who would have turned 73, I believe, last Thursday on October 18th. Fortunately, I didn't do a program on that date because of family business. Going to play some things that my mother would have really, really enjoyed, because she was a fan of some of these artists. A little Electric Light Orchestra. Is, of course, Do Ya by the Electric Light Orchestra. And of course, you know that that song had been previously recorded by a band called The Move, that Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra had been in prior to the formation of the Electric Light Orchestra, a band he also formed with the other co-leader of The Move, a fella named Roy Wood. And Roy wrote this song for The Move. Casual Cheap Trick fans will not necessarily know that this was a cover, and it was. Somebody in the chat room tell me the name of the other Move song that Cheap Trick covered, and I'll pat you on the back or the top of the head if I feel that a little patronization is in order right now. A little Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes for y'all. Wake up all the teachers.
just time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best they can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We'll be right back.
holla. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
Ones that suffer, mention every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
They're the one who's coming out.
Ah, wow, that was abrupt. That version of Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes was sufficiently long enough for Teddy Pendergrass to sing a duet with himself. Right now, we're going to get into a little catching up because we weren't here last week. Oh, play magic, play magic.
WCFL, Chicago.
Yes, play magic computer. A week ago, we missed 40 years ago, last week. The number 40 hit in the greater Chicago Music Survey Big Ten Super CFL area was this one by a band called America.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Around your daylight.
Well, now that I've got
WCFL,
your curiosity
Chicago
peaked, you might well want to know what was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week. Well, it was this one by Mr. Gary Glitter. I got to tell you that Sneezus Interruptus is so annoying. I also got to tell you that every time I see Prince Fielder swing that hard and miss at AT&T Park, I'm a little bit worried about a Loma Prieta all over again, if you know what I mean. It's a scary sight. I got something else to tell you. You know, we all like Gladys Knight and the Pips, right? We're fans. We're among friends here. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. You're the best thing that happened to me. And of course, Midnight Train to Georgia. You know, those three songs have something remarkable in common. They were all written by the same man, a man named Jim Weatherly, who not only was a legitimate star quarterback for Ole Miss in his college days, went on to form a terrific band called the Gordian Knot, and then took off on a solo career as a songwriter and singer, more successful, obviously, as a songwriter than a singer, because you've heard of those songs, but not the man. And as such, I'm going to play not the Gladys Knight and the Pips version of one of his hits. I'm going to play Jim Weatherly performing that song. But it gets even better because he did not write Midnight Train to Georgia. He wrote the song as Midnight Plane to Houston. And Gladys didn't record the Midnight Train R&B version first. Actually, Sissy Houston did. Her producer asked for permission to rewrite the song in a different vein for Sissy, and that's what Gladys covered. But it gets even better. Did you know that the song was actually written about, and I'm not making this up, this is the absolute truth, it was written about Farrah Fawcett and Lee Majors. Yeah. From 1972, that is Jim Weatherly and his original recording of his composition, Midnight Plane to Houston. Right now, I think we're way overdue for a little Willie Nelson.
If I'd only had one arm to hold you, better yet, if I had none at all, then I wouldn't have two arms that ache for you. And there'd be one less memory to recall. If I'd only had one ear to listen to the lies that you told to me, then I'd more closely resemble the half a man that you've made of me. If I'd only had one leg to stand on, then a much truer picture you'd see. For then I'd more closely resemble the half a man that you've made of me.
It's a little Willie from 1963. Here's a little New Colony Six. They come from Chicago.
Baby, is he looking after you? Is he showing you the same love, a warm love, just like we do?
Yeah, that's Things I'd Like to Say by the New Colony Six. You know, my mom... Hey, let me try that again. Mama. My mama liked her some Elvis. All right, mama. This is for you, Mom.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. While I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis, I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. Ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
I got to tell you, we got to note another passing, not a musical passing per se, but at the age of 90, the great George McGovern left us none too soon, I would say. He was, I'd say it was too soon. George looms large in my family's legend, and I won't go into details here, but it's a loss, and I can't think of any other way that I'd want to mark that on my program than with a little Tom T. Hall.
McGovern said, boys, I think I'm gonna run. Got a lot of work to be done in Washington. He talked to the poor folks, the blacks and the youth. Humphrey said, George, I think you're gonna lose. He said, I want that job myself. Well, there was Kennedy and Wallace and Muskie in mind. McGovern couldn't seem to get his ducks all in line. Somebody shot Wallace and Jackson, he tried. Muskie might have made it, but he broke down and cried. I'll tell you, boys, it's a hard life. But down in Miami, McGovern got it all. A strange-looking bunch of folks inside Convention Hall. McGovern said, I need someone to carry the South. They picked poor Tom Eagleton, but folks found him out. That liberal press, they gotta know it all. Well, McGovern took Shriver and he started to run. Sarge said, units, let's have a little fun. They ran into trouble almost everywhere they went. There was a big committee to elect the president. I'll tell you now, they were a smooth group. Well, they broke into Watergate and tapped people's phones. The FBI and CIA would not leave folks alone. The people in the White House were bursting with pride. When the votes were all counted, it was a big landslide. The USA bought a new used car. Russia and Vietnam and China were cool. The American press, they could not find any news. So they dug into Watergate, and the further they went, it seemed as if they might just run into the president. You know, it was a big shock. Well, there was Haldeman and Gray and Mitchell and Dean. A whole lot of folks were shaking on the White House scene. They patched up the cracks, but the dam broke loose. Watergate was all you could read in the news. And Dickie said, well, it's news to me. But as Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Truman and Ike all turning over in their graves every night, somehow my mind goes back to Betsy Ross. Nobody knows what this country has lost. I will repeat, it's a hard life. Well, somewhere in this country there's a hard-working man reading his paper as he tries to understand. Are there no honest people left anymore? One night will he hear a pounding on his door if it gets that way? Lord, help us all.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging nor complaining, I'm just talking to myself man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been or where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. Never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square. Or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. Take a lot of pride in what I am.
Ah, well, now there's two outs. It was bases loaded and no outs, and now it's 1-0 San Francisco with a man on third and only two outs. I missed what happened. Did Ryan Therio, I like to say Therio because that's mispronouncing his name, did the Riot do something stupid? Oh, he's at the plate now. He's about to do something stupid. And on that note, I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. It's been a lot of fun doing the program and commemorating people that deserve a little bit of attention. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?